the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Do you more identify with a lush green landscape with farm animals or with a bright city skyline? Your answer will probably inform how you will view Sarah Williams' work. She is an assistant professor of art and design at Missouri State University. She's depicting the rural way of life through buildings alone. Williams describes one of her recent works.
Just most recently, I did a house at the Christmas time that had all kinds of blow-ups and various things hanging from trees that were lit. And you'd see the nativity scene that was glowing, and it was strange because they also had a blow-up Santa Claus right in the middle of that. So you never know what you might come across when you see how people have decorated their homes. And I also really just enjoy the fact that it acts as a surrogate for the person, the way they decorate their homes. In this case, this person had a whole bunch of little satellite dishes around their home, too, and on the roof, and you have everything out in the yard. So you got a sense of who that identity might be, just the way that they were displaying their Christmas season.
Open-air paintings are often created in a serene location to paint landscapes, and she enjoys that experience. Since her paintings of residential and industrial buildings are nocturnal, she can't do that. It's dark enough she can't see her paints, it's cold, and she says it can be scary. So she employs a unique process.
So I now take really quick snapshots with this old digital camera. It's like 10 years old, so the quality is horrible. But they're so bad that they just give me the sense of what the structure is and where the main light source is. Everything else I pull in from my own invention or imagination, and that's where the exciting part comes for me. I will use these reference photographs and kind of combine some and edit out other information and make up the color systems as I go. Go discover it outside. Try to not get arrested or pulled over by the police, because what I do sometimes looks a little bit suspicious, but I'm just there taking reference images for my work. And then go back to my studio and have fun with the images and try and come up with something that is visually captivating, but also suggesting more about the concept, about what these structures, these homes can communicate without showing the person explicitly.
Through her paintings, she started to share the uniqueness and slower pace of the rural way of life, sometimes through an abandoned highway or a dark night sky against an aging industrial building. Recently, she's begun incorporating more residential settings into her work and experimenting with the feeling of voyeurism.
I've been focusing on these small homes with really large picture windows, and you'll see these families or these people's large screen TVs. So you'll have the atmospheric kind of colors and lights happening in the sky, but then you'll also have these weird acidic artificial colors glowing from inside.
After moving from her hometown, a population of 4,000, to the Dallas Metro for her graduate work, she began taking these photos on her home visits and putting this inspiration on the canvas.
I always had gotten around by landmarks, and I knew the streets, and I knew where the buildings were and where the structures were. But when you're in a place like that, so many pieces of it, the buildings, they're all cookie cutter, and you lose track of where you are spatially because you can no longer use those. So I got to thinking about how different what I knew was from this new environment, and that led me to explore it in my paintings. And I was thinking about the mundane buildings and structures that exist on the periphery, then how could I get people to slow down and really think about it and observe them and think about what kind of life goes on there, because it's so much more about that when you've created that structure, because it fits what you do on a day-to-day basis. I'm thinking specifically of this little butcher shop that I grew up close to. It's got all kinds of additions and weird pulley systems and these things they've added on to make their lives easier, and so it doesn't look like anything else you'll come across. So I'm just really interested in how these structures can suggest what's going on there.
In February 2015, she had her largest solo show to date in Houston, Texas, at the McMurtry Gallery. She'll have another at the George Billis Gallery in Los Angeles in September. Williams loves the opportunity to speak to those who are seeing her work, especially in a large city.
I've found that there's three main responses, one of them being people who are familiar with that kind of life. Maybe they've grown up in a rural setting, and so it looks familiar to them. Other people may have gone cross-country road trips quite a bit, so they look for these little towns because they have gas or they have food and they need to make a pit stop, so they're reassuring in that way. Other people, and I didn't expect this the first time I started hearing it, but they'll be completely creeped out by the imagery and just off put by it, because, and I figured out, it's like they've only been in a city their entire lives. So having the idea of a horizon line being completely black with no other structures or no other lights or signs of life is creepy for them. And for me, it's reassuring.
That was Sarah Williams, Assistant Professor of Art and Design at Missouri State. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.